we investigate an accident, we're really trying to figure out what happened and why it happened so we can learn lessons and apply them in the future. I think we're certainly talking days. Hopefully we're not talking weeks, plural, but we really need to allow our folks to do their work.
All right, we're talking about that plane crash in San Francisco. That's the National Transportation and Safety Board spokesperson. Day three of what you call an impromptu press conference. Hanging out with all of you across this great nation. It is the big fear, I think, for some of us, of a plane going down. I don't think about it, but I feel for the people where this happened, because I don't know what that would be like. In your mind, you know, it's like when they say prepare for crash and assume the position that you're supposed to assume and know where the oxygen mask is and all that kind of stuff. And it seems beyond freaky to me to think of that. So these people had not very much time to think of it. Hopefully they were all buckled in and the plane was making what seemed like a routine landing, but it altered a lot of people's lives. So the 777 and what happened there, the tail bouncing off and the flight attendants being thrown from the back of the plane, and the two 16-year-old girls who were killed too. One might have been run over by an emergency truck. Very sad, sad stuff. It's going to take a while for them to clear all of that debris out. A lot of hours combing through all of it, because where some debris ends up and how it ended up there can tell them positions about planes and just give them the ability to do the official report. You know, whatever the official report is. Hunger strikes and do they work? It seems to be a means of communication in any prison system. Right now in California, 30,000 are starving themselves. They refuse to eat meals in a hunger strike. And the reason is because they're protesting indefinite isolation. Inmates signal the beginning of the hunger strike by refusing the meals, but it's all the policies surrounding the isolation that started it in the first place. So they didn't eat breakfast, they didn't eat lunch. And then you got 2,300 prisoners who skip work or classes. Some were saying they were sick. It was organized by a small group of inmates held in solitary confinement at Pelican Bay State Prison. That's right there near that Oregon border. Some of you listening to me in Washington know it pretty well. You know what I'm talking about. So the isolation is the thing that for decades they say they've been dealing with, and it has to change. They want a 5-year limit on isolation. Last year, they began releasing inmates from isolation who showed no evidence of gang-related behavior. That's the big fear. Nearly half of the 400 prisoners reviewed so far have been returned to the general inmate population. So it's crazy. The corrections policy is not to declare a hunger strike until inmates miss 9 meals. Even so, they're worried about the amount of prisoners you're talking about. It's interesting, too, because the action coincided with the start Monday evening of Ramadan, the annual period where Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset. That might complicate a few things with the protesters. But the timing is pretty interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. All right, speaking of timing, we have him on a couple of times a month. I think he's just great. Mike Bonacorsi, it's never too early to plan for your retirement. For instance, if you went down your monthly expense sheet, you do have one of those, don't you? Where you've got health care and insurance and medications and car payment and auto insurance and fuel and miscellaneous. There's so many things that you can do to get yourself in shape financially and not be wallowing away in the hole. So anyway, Mike Bonacorsi answers his own little mailbag, as I've been collecting emails from many of you, and the questions were good. All ages, too, across the board. All ages across the board. So do you care about the 30,000 inmates who have decided to go rogue and not eat the meals? Are you sympathetic with them because they're in isolation far too long? Or no, shouldn't have been there in the first place. So if you're convicted and you're put in isolation for some reason, you're a problem. I think most people are showing a little compassion, by the way, on this story and saying, okay, well, if you can help them, by all means, help them. The problem is the blanket of who did what to who. You know, throwing the blanket over the whole thing, I don't think works. You have to get down to the specifics of it. And what the conditions are like in California's prisons. Are they humane, inhumane, desirable in any kind of a prison system? And to that end, I think that they'd have something if the protest is over what's going on inside the prison. It's not even about cases. It's more about that. It's interesting. Perry says he's going to resign as the governor of Texas, and he had held that spot forever, like Bloomberg, his counterpart, serving more than one term. But big news coming out of Texas still. So Rick Perry, he's gone as of the beginning of September. But other big news, I think, when we're talking about Texas and the legislature and where they're headed and all that kind of stuff. It's interesting because the Texas House approved something that it will be rather stunning to a lot of people, the approved abortion bill. So provisionally they approved it. That means they got to go look up some more information and that's what they're going to do. And this is big, big news, depending on how far this gets. But even this alone is big news. By doing that, they approve tough new restrictions. That's a third try to pass the measure. And people on both sides of the issue went to Capitol Hill, and demonstrators erupted into screams, choirs, chants, all that kind of stuff. So 10 hours Tuesday before the vote on Republican signatures legislation, they approved the bill mainly along party lines. Coming up on America Tonight, a couple of quick follow-ups on things that we've been talking about for a while here, and we'll hit those up. Things you might have missed when you were actually getting some sleep before you started your third shift. So if you are wide awake, you don't want to miss it. We're talking about, of all things, waterboarding. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
First learned about waterboarding when I became deputy attorney general, my reaction as a citizen and a leader was, this is torture. It's still what I think. And to his great credit, Bob Mueller made sure the FBI had nothing to do with that business. And if I were FBI director, it would never have anything to do with that.
We're back on waterboarding. Comey thrown in his two cents. FBI director? So, you know, to waterboard or not. In one regime, legally they work it out, and on the books, sure. Then out the people who did the waterboarding, beat them up verbally, and almost lose half of the people at the CIA. And on top of it, you have CIA folks who say and swear again and again and again and again that it's effective. That it was effective, but oof, waterboarding. It'll clear any dinner table the second you bring it up. You want to find out someone's politics? Throw that little tidbit out there. You know, just throw the morsel out there and see what bounces back on the waterboarding thing. All right, this story was shocking. I mean, I shouldn't say shocking. Because in our back of our heads, we know these are always the possibilities, don't we? With when you're at a place where they've got decks that they could collapse and you could have bad timing and you're there on the deck and, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to try to be one of the people that gets up from an accident where and a pier where there's drinking and dancing and whatever goes down. Unfortunately, what usually happens is a lot of it happens, if this freak accident thing happens, it happens in a nightly or a special night kind of event because people are celebrating and not thinking about it. And then the next thing you know, the deck is gone. We just did one of these stories. We were talking about what happened in Miami as they were watching the Heat, and one of the best places to eat off the water there and how the suddenly the deck just went out from underneath their feet. And in this story, 21 people had to be taken to the hospital after the deck collapsed at a North Carolina beach house. So was that just not enough reinforcement for the people to be where they were, or what was the reason that the beach house went down? What made the beach house collapse? I mean, you know, the deck, rather. The deck. And now that we're seeing this a bit more often, be probably a good idea if you're in the building business and you're working on anything to, having to do with outside work, you double and triple check it, because we're seeing more and more of this. More and more of something's happened to the deck, if that makes any sense. Because we had a really big one that went down in Florida, and then we have this one in North Carolina. It's a private one. It's at somebody's home. Equally as scary, for the people involved in it, and 21 people, boy, that number doesn't lie. 21 people banged up enough that they had to go to the emergency room. Like I said, that tells you something in that story right there. Speaks volumes, as a matter of fact. All right, so you know how we roll sometimes here in America Tonight? We skip and veer and zag in different directions. Because my philosophy is, how much can we process in one sitting? And the answer is, we're pretty smart. We can process a lot, but not every little bit of minutia. This story is huge, and it's a sports story slash something that affects a lot of people who are baseball fans. But Ryan Braun, A-Rod, who's rehabbing in the minors right now after the All-Star break, they could be suspended. As many as 20 people and players are going to be suspended by Major League's Bud Selig shortly after the All-Star break. The suspensions will come as a result of the ongoing investigation into the Miami-based Biogenesis Clinic, which already provided players with performance, you know, which they allegedly had provided players with performance-enhancing drugs. So that's the common denominator between some of the players that I just mentioned. And the Major League Baseball started building cases against Braun and Rodriguez and the others after the Biogenesis founder, Tony Borsch, agreed to cooperate with the investigators last month. So how many people go? How many people with big names are out of the league? And you're talking about pennant chases. Ooh. Apples and oranges. Maybe we don't need to do this, but maybe we need to do it on the other hand. The 29th, they met with Braun, but the Brewers outfielder reportedly refused to answer any questions regarding the case. They said they had not yet met with Rodriguez, but they said they are expected to do something, have some kind of conversation by the end of the week. So, in other words, you got to rush and you got to get this stuff in. That's all I can say. Got to get it in for sure. Hernandez on the warpath to change the wardrobe of some. More details could be released about the murder investigation involving the Pats tight end and a few other players, too, as well, besides Aaron Hernandez. You have a couple other people to put in the mix here, and that would be, because Hernandez should be clean, there shouldn't be anything with him. What will ultimately shake out, I think, will be who was supplying people with drugs and whatnot, and also goes back to the what positions are you catching them in. when you actually see them. All right, this wasn't about seeing, this was about doing. Aaron Hernandez, you know the name now, the former New England Patriots tight end. What they're talking about is there's details to come about the murder investigation involving Hernandez as search warrants in the case were unsealed. So a judge has granted a motion by a lot of news groups who are covering this to lift an impoundment of the material, saying he would get to do so by 2 p.m. on Tuesday. So 2 p.m. on Tuesday, there was no challenge, and by prosecutors and defense attorneys who had argued to keep it sealed. So it's the warrants are sealed. Sometimes in cases, the unsealed warrants become a big deal. And they're not going to appeal the judge's ruling. The district attorney's not going to appeal it. Hernandez has pled not guilty to murder and gun charges in the fatal shooting of Odin Lloyd. His lawyers argue the case against him is circumstantial at best and say he's eager to clear his name. A judge has denied bail for Hernandez. We know that part of the story. He's being held in Massachusetts. They searched his home several times during this investigation that they've had going on. And there are a couple of other people that are tied to this story. That makes the case that much worse against Hernandez, I feel. The two other men involved face lesser charges. One of them is Carlos Ortiz, who agreed to remain in jail until the hearing next month to determine whether he's a danger to the community. So there's some other fates tied to his, not surprisingly. Ortiz lives in Hernandez's hometown of Bristol, Connecticut. Was arraigned last month on a charge of illegally carrying a firearm on the day of the shooting. Ooh. Ernest Wallace is facing an accessory to murder charge, pleaded not guilty to the same court. He's going to be held without bail until a hearing on July 22nd under their agreement. So they're lining up evidence is what they're doing against Aaron Hernandez. It's going to be tough to dig out of this one. Stay with us. We're peeling. Well, actually, we're not peeling back the onion. We peeled back the onion earlier in the show. We are looking at retirement and how to get retirement ready with Mike Bonacorsi.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. efoodsdirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
A couple of times a month, you guys love him, trying to get you retirement ready. Mike Bonacorsi, certified financial planner, author, public speaker, and I'll tell you what, his book is Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing for Your Future. And I think we're getting through to people. It's been a while now that people are paying attention, that this is something that you have to pay attention to, because we have an avalanche of emails to go through with Mike. Mike, how you doing?
Great. It's summertime, and trying to get out there and enjoy a bit of it.
There you go. That's it. You got to take at least some time where you don't answer the phone, I think, or text.
That's right. You're right.
And that's the hard part. It's hard to do that. Okay, we got a question here from Ann, who says, Kate, please ask Mr. B. I like that. I love the names people come up with. Mr. B. Yeah. Ask Mr. B. about preparing the estate, should I just get down to the nitty-gritty? And besides obvious monetary things, when it's stuff like China and silver, should I specifically name people there, too, as well?
Well, if she wants something to specifically go to somebody, I would name it. In other words, if she has some antique China, say, and she wants it to go to Cousin Mary, I would put that right in the will. If not, what happens is there's usually a clause in a lot of wills or whatever that says, and, you know, my remaining items or whatever items in my estate get divided amongst my beneficiaries. So it's kind of a catch-all type of statement in there. So if she wants to make sure that the right person gets certain pieces of the estate, I'd be very, very specific when I name them. If not, it'll become part of the general estate, and you know, there'll be a lot of belongings that can either be sold and the money divided up, or divided up amongst the beneficiaries.
All right, great answer. We also got one here from Harry who talks about something that I know a lot of people are concerned about. It's time to retire, then all of a sudden you have this pension. Now you got to handle this pension. And Harry says, listen, I'm a little bit confused. I'm not sure what to do, and I'm getting all of these cards in the mail about coming out to have a steak dinner with different financial planners. How do I figure out what's right for me?
Yeah, boy, that's a tough one. And, you know, a lot of it depends on the type of retirement plan he's talking about. If it's a 401k, there are some advantages or disadvantages of taking it. Same even with a defined benefit pension. There's always advantages and disadvantages to each one. Then one of the advantages is that most of these can be annuitized and create a lifetime income for the person. Some of the disadvantages of that is that lifetime income basically becomes a fixed income with no opportunity to grow. So it'll give you a steady payout, but there's really no opportunity to see it grow in value over time. So the question is, what do I do? Do I roll it over, or do I take the income? The best thing to do is to really sit down and have a real heart-to-heart with a good financial planner out there. Look for somebody that understands this type of situation, somebody you're comfortable with. And, you know, I got to tell you something. You know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to somebody that does pure financial planning versus somebody that may be selling a product, because, you know, then you can get a real sit down with a person and maybe get a real good feeling about what to do without the pressure of the possibility of working with that person where that person is trying to put some pressure on to work in the future with him, where they manage the assets or sell a product. I'm not saying that that's always the wrong way to do it, but you know, you don't want to be with somebody that might pressure you. So I would say, you know, maybe talk to a fee only guy or somebody that does fee for service financial planning on a pure planning basis and get a good idea. And then you can go out there and look for the how to implement the strategies that you talk about.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, we got one here from Jake. He's a regular listener in Austin, and Jake says, "Yo, Kate, say hi to Mike for me. I got a quick question." And he says, you know, he's in his 30s. Does he need to have a living will, or is he too young?
You know, if he owns something, he should have some kind of a will. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong. And when I assume you mean, are you talking about a will here, or is he talking about a advanced health directive?
He's talking about a will, yeah.
Okay, a will. Okay. If he's talking about a will, absolutely. If you own something, you should. If not, what happens is the state you live in is going to write your will.
Ugh.
And they're going to determine who gets your assets and the proportion that they get them in versus, you know, you name it. So absolutely, if you own something, whether you're 30 years old or you know, 100 years old, you should have a some type of way to transfer that property at your death.
Yeah.
If not, like I said, the state that you live in sets the rules on how your property will be handed out at your death.
Yeah. We have another one here, and this one's from Alice, who asks, what about by the time I get close to retirement, is it important for me to have my credit cards paid off? What about a mortgage? And should I get a new car, or my car's paid off and it's fine? Should I try to just keep things as they are and get everything paid down?
You know, I think one of the biggest things that you can do towards your retirement is paying off your debt. Every dollar that you pay in debt is a dollar of income that you don't have. And I think that paying off debt before you go into retirement is so crucial that I recommend people work an extra year or two just to get debt down. If you've got a mortgage that's supposed to be paid off, if you've got credit cards out there, take the time, get rid of it. Don't carry this debt into retirement with you, because you know, once your income drops, you're still going to have to make those payments. If you have a mortgage out there, just because you aren't working, the mortgage company is going to say, "Hey, no problem. We'll let that debt go down." They're still going to expect their checks, and same with credit cards and everything else. They're still going to expect their payments. So I think it's very, very important that you reduce as much debt as possible before entering retirement, even if it means working for an extra year or two.
Yeah. It's funny, I've gotten a lot of questions along these lines from people too, And I know some people that actually have done this where as they got closer to retirement, they worked an extra job. Like just they just did it to pay down everything. And it wasn't they weren't killing themselves. They were able to do whatever that extra job was. And I think that is very smart because, again, in a pinch, you're not going to be stuck having to pay. Can you imagine scrambling, Mike, for money because some unforeseen thing happens?
Well, I mean, let's go back to the gentleman you talked about before. Here you go, you're getting, $1,500 a month in Social Security. You're getting $2,000 a month from your pension. Maybe you're living on about 60 to 70% of what you were earning while you were working, and you still got the same debt payment. That's going to cut into your income. What are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to sacrifice recreation because you got to pay off this debt? Are you willing to sacrifice, some of the necessities of life?
Yeah, yeah. Do you think people are going to because we're living longer, do you think people are going to work longer?
Oh, I think so. I think so. We're living longer, and I think that working longer, you know, is going to fall in place. We're seeing more and more that people are looking at 66, 67 years old. Later on this century, I'm not sure the year, but I know the retirement is scheduled, or there's talk about retirement going up again, but it's many years down the road. I think it's about halfway through the century. Talk about raising the retirement age again. And if you're healthy, why not? I mean, what if you're healthy and you can work an extra 5 years, why wouldn't you do it? I mean, it's just going to make such a relief as far as your finances, your health care, and everything else along the way.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense to me. And I guess you're never really too young because it seems like we have across-the-board questions to think about this. I wish I had thought about this when I was 21. If you're really on the ball and you start thinking about those things early, it's only a positive, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thinking about these things, retirement and how you're going to fund your retirement and making good choices and setting good practices in place now can only pay off in dividends later on. You don't know what life is going to bring. And, by starting early, starting young, at least you're getting a jump on things. We don't know what taxes are going to be. We don't know what the cost of living is going to be. You don't know if something's going to happen where maybe you're forced to back off on your work due to health, due to job availability at some point. So I think that, getting ready for retirement is extremely important as young as you are. Remember, the onus of retirement is on the individual now. The companies aren't there to support you anymore. You know, we see the defined contribution, the defined benefit plans, we've seen them backing off over the last several years. And if the onus of it all is really up to the individual. So the earlier you can start preparing for it, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, Mike Bonacorsi, terrific stuff. Retirement Readiness, again, it's a great book. It really is. Pick it up. People can get it on Amazon, can't they?
Absolutely. It's available on Amazon. They can go to my website, www.mikebonacorsi.com. They can order it there. The bookstores, Barnes & Noble has it online. Some of the stores stock it, so it's out there.
Good deal. It's easy read, too, boy. You can go through it. You can just plan everything. It's terrific. Mike, you're terrific as well. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, Kate, have a great one, and we'll talk to you later on. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
They were protectors, defending our communities, safeguarding our friends, family, and strangers alike. They were 19 heroes, gone at the turn of the wind.
That's the governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer. She gave a very moving address at a huge memorial for the 19 hotshots from Prescott, Arizona, who were killed June 30th, fighting a wildfire that burned over 8,000 acres. And sadly, because of the way the winds whipped around, took too many lives, so many lives as they were trying to huddle together away from the fire. Unfortunately, with the switch in the direction of the flames, it was too late. There was no way for them to get out of the situation. And when you think of 9/11, you think of firefighters and heroics and trying to save people and running up into the towers especially. And here, similar, you think of firefighters, elite corps, not thinking of their families, thinking of their job, thinking of what they're trained to do, and out there doing what they do so well, and unfortunately caught in a predicament when it came to this particular fire. Now the families, who are heavy-hearted, to say the least, with so many of these firefighters being just in their 20s and with new families and whatnot, it's a brave new frontier to emerge from that kind of grief, not expecting that an entire force would be wiped out, virtually wiped out, and have to be rebuilt. And all those families, their lives, have to move in another direction, one they weren't planning on. How about that? Now, we talked about on our previous show with Dr. Reg McDaniel what's happening with Alzheimer's and what's happening with dementia and whatnot. And I happened to come across this today, and he was talking about a mix of aloe vera and other things that they found in testing that worked, but how it was being ignored. Alzheimer's experts say they are going to protect a proposed Medicare guideline that would deny coverage of an Eli Lilly diagnostic test for the disease unless patients are taking part in one of the several clinical trials where the $3,000 test is being used. So what they're saying is the company and Alzheimer's Association, they're objecting to the draft guidelines that were issued by the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services because they say it'll deny some patients the chance to get an accurate diagnosis. The final rule goes into effect in October. Let's hope, and I agree with this, that this doesn't happen. Isn't it a shame how many people are affected by that? The disease, which, let's face it, eats your brain, it's brain wasting, affects 5 million Americans and 38 million people worldwide, and there's so much they don't know about Alzheimer's, and it's about treatment, it's about at least being diagnosed correctly, certainly, and I'm sure Dr. McDaniel would agree with that. Getting the correct diagnosis is the first step, so you know what you're dealing with. And one in five patients, they say, who are told they have Alzheimer's don't have it because it can be very, very difficult. And it's valuable information, to say the least. Ruling it in or ruling it out, not just trying to play a guessing game, because how you view the world, well, not even how you view the world, but how you deal with it while you still, you may think you have symptoms of it, but you don't. And, you know, here's the thing. You look at, and Reg McDaniel said this, you look at food and you look at chemicals and you look at all that stuff. How much of this, how much of controlling your diet and what it is you put in your system is related to some of the things that we see happening to us? And Alzheimer's can be on that list too, along with a few other things. And now more and more people are starting to adopt that theory that, boy, you cannot ignore what it is that you can't ignore what's going into your system. And if we've destroyed the earth, then you gotta figure out, meaning the soil, then you gotta figure out other ways, places where good fruits and vegetables and whatever are grown. I think it's interesting the era we're entering into. And you know, we talked to Ben Fuchs about this too, and that was his big push. Now so many others are jumping on that same idea, that theory that there, without a doubt, you look around and there's obvious things you can do, but you don't do as an American. And one of them is eating the fruits and eating the vegetables. But where is it that they're coming from? So there's big concerns there. Anyway, we'll see what happens with this test. $3,000. Let's hope that they figure out a way to administer to more people, and it's not about you have the money or you don't have the money, so we'll just kind of make a guess as to whether or not you have Alzheimer's. Whew, amazing. All right, one thing, I think people either fall into the category, and guys, you might disagree with me on this, but and I can tell you I know three men that are afraid of snakes. You fall into the category of, I can't stand spiders and I don't care about anything else, or I hate snakes, I can't stand snakes. And apparently, a snake on a train became sort of the plot point that brought a moment of humor into a weird story on Monday as the GO train left Toronto for Richmond Hill at 5:30 in the evening and became stuck when the flood rose too high to start moving. So all the passengers could do was watch as the water covered the wheels and seeped under the train. And before you know it, what happened was snakes started making their way on the plane, slithering through the bus over the watery floor. A lot of people were photographing it, and then some of the others that came in. And this was because of the flood. I'm laughing because, can you imagine sitting there on the train, you're waiting, come on, come on, come on, come on. And next thing you know, you look down and you see the snake that is flying across the floor on the train. I can imagine it was a freaky but yet entertaining, lighthearted moment when people were asking every 5 seconds, when is the train going to move? When is the train going to move? When is the train going to move? So the snake kind of broke that all up and became one of those bizarre, light-hearted moments, to say the least. That would be terrible. When you think of the floods that we're talking about that would have hit this train, they would have been pretty significant. They would have been pretty significant, no question about it. And it would had to be rather amusing. All right, so as I want to do on this show, you know how I zoom in a couple of different directions. I'm sure some of you it drives crazy and others think it's cool because you have the same disease that I have of a little of this, a little of that. You can't, you like that. You prefer that. You process that better. And I think that's the world we live in. People process things that they miss and little zingers of information sometimes more than they do the whole process. So here's one for you, and this is a big one. The Illinois adopted a law on Tuesday allowing people to carry concealed guns. It became the last state in the nation to permit some form of possession of guns in public. The Illinois action was a significant, I'm going to say this again, a significant political win for the gun rights lobby, the NRA. They strongly supported the new law. They lobbied for it to be passed. Illinois was holding out, but then they weren't holding out. Gun control has been a huge hot button issue since the 20 kids and the 6 adults were killed at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut, last December, which prompted the president to push Congress for tighter gun laws. Congress didn't enact a law supported by Obama that would have strengthened the background checks. And in the state Obama considers home and where he served in the state Senate, the legislator voted to expand gun rights. So there you go. Hey, any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me. We always check the mailbag. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
A simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.